Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Spoiler alert. When we hear those two words, sometimes we either want to cover our ears or we get curious about what's going to follow. We know it means that there will be news of some TV show or movie we haven't seen yet. And sure, there are some people who like spoilers. But I think most of us try to avoid them. We don't want the viewing experience to be ruined. We want it to be unspoiled. But what about your life? What if there were spoilers for your life? Would you want to know them? Like, if you are young, would you want to know who you'll marry? Or if you'll marry? If you're a parent, would you want to know what kind of people your kids will turn out to be? If you're any age, would you want to know how and when you'll die? Some people might want to know, but others probably not. And yes, I realize this is all hypothetical because we don't get spoilers for life. But maybe we do. What if I told you that we do get one? We get one spoiler about our lives. And it's from Jesus in today's gospel reading. Now, if you don't want to know what it is, you can cover your ears for the next few minutes. Or if you're listening to the podcast, you can just turn it off. But if you do want to know one thing about your life in the future, then listen. First, if there's anybody who knows how our lives will play out, it's Jesus. So we can trust what he says. But then again, how can there be a spoiler for our lives in this call story of the disciples? It doesn't mean that somewhere along the line all of us are going to drop everything and set off on some adventure for Jesus. I don't think so. Life just doesn't work like that. We're responsible people. We're not just going to quit school or quit our jobs or abandon our families and responsibilities just to follow Jesus somewhere. Sure, we might watch a TV show or a movie and see those characters on their adventure, but eventually it ends. And we've got to come back to our real lives. So how does this story give us a spoiler for our real lives? How does it tell us something about our future? Well, because it's not a call story as we typically think of it. To see why, first we have to back up for a moment. In the previous chapter, we heard that Jesus went to Simon's house and cured his mother-in-law who was sick with a fever. Which means that this scene by the lake is not the first time Simon has met Jesus. And notice that he's not Simon Peter yet. He's just Simon. So these two guys have already met. There is no come and follow me moment here. Simon already knows that Jesus is someone special. He already knows that Jesus can heal people and do miraculous things. And he already knows that Jesus is a teacher. I mean, he's listening to Jesus teach the crowds from his boat. But then, when Jesus had finished speaking to the crowds, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Now think about that for just a moment. Here is this peasant carpenter, this miracle worker, this healer, who is now trying to tell Simon the fisherman how to fish. And at first, Simon refuses.
Because he's wrong.
Because he's wrong?
Yeah, you don't fish in the deep, you fish in the shallow.
Well, let's see. Simon said to him, "Master, we've worked all night long, but have caught nothing." Or translation, "I'm the fisherman here, not you. And I've been working my tail off all night. I know what I'm doing, but the fish aren't biting. You stick to your job of working miracles and healing people, okay? I don't tell you how to do that, so you don't tell me how to do my job. By the laughter, I take it we all know people like this." People who have nowhere near the kind of training or experience you have, but they still think they can do your job better than you. And maybe in your life right now, you're dealing with somebody like that. Sometimes we even see Jesus that way. We might think, "Jesus, you can stay in the Bible. You can stay in the church on Sunday mornings. You can be the one who sometimes answers my prayers. But don't try to tell me how to do my job or how to raise my kids or what to do with my money. You stick with your area of expertise and I'll stick with mine." But again, that's not a spoiler for life. We already know that. So then what's the spoiler? It's coming up. Simon then decides to listen to Jesus. Maybe out of respect. Maybe because he thought Jesus would work some miracle like he did for his mother-in-law. Or maybe because Simon thought he didn't have anything else left to lose. Whatever the reason, he drops the nets. And then they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. It seems miraculous. Simon calls his friends over to help them pull in the load. And then he falls down before Jesus saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Simon has let himself be involved with Jesus. And now he realizes that he's not worthy to be in Jesus' presence. He's not worthy to be a part of what Jesus is doing. Who is he that Jesus should be in his boat? But again, that's no spoiler either, because sometimes we already feel that way. Sometimes we already feel unworthy. But Jesus, though, doesn't say anything about Simon's statement. He doesn't say, "No, Simon, that's not right. You really are a good person." And he also doesn't say, "Yeah, you are right. What am I doing here?" He simply tells Simon, "You will be catching people." That's the spoiler. Jesus is not being prescriptive here, like a medical prescription. This is not something Simon has to do or take to get a desired result. Instead, Jesus is being descriptive. He's talking about what Simon is going to do. He's giving Simon a spoiler for his life. You will be catching people. Now, most of the time when we hear this line, we hear it as, "You will be catching people," instead of "fish," with the emphasis on the word "people." Really, it's more like, "You will be catching people, just as I did," with the emphasis on the "you." So basically, Jesus is saying that Simon will do what he just did. But how can Simon work a miracle and catch a bunch of fish? He's already a fisherman who's worked all night long and hasn't caught a thing. Well, because it's not really about the fish at all. At the start of the scene, Jesus gets into Simon's boat and teaches from the crowd from the shore, or teaches the crowd on the shore. Then he tells Simon to put the boat into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. That's the beauty of this scene. The part about Jesus teaching and the part about the miraculous catch of fish are not two different events. They're the same thing being told in two different ways. Jesus is in Simon's boat proclaiming the good news to the crowd, and it catches a bunch of people. Now Jesus says to Simon, you can catch people like that too. Just put out the nets. Give my good news to the crowd. And spoiler alert, Jesus is right. Throughout Luke and its sequel of Acts, Simon Peter grows from timid fisherman into one of the boldest leaders of the early church. Jesus has faith in him. And he knows that Simon can be a heroic leader. And this also means that Jesus has faith in you. He knows you can be a hero too. So here's the spoiler for your life. You will be catching people. Not you are expected to catch people, but rather this is what will happen with your life. But how can that be true? As I said, we're not going to quit our schools or jobs or abandon our families and responsibilities to go off on some adventure. Well, it's true because Jesus is in our boat. Jesus is with you. Remember, when these fishermen were trying to catch fish on their own, they didn't catch a thing. It was only after Jesus got into the boat that they had the miraculous catch of fish. Now, that's not to say that if you believe in Jesus, then everything in life will go your way. It's not to say that if you're a Christian, then you'll be healthy and wealthy and wise. It's not to say that if you have faith, then you'll have so much of what you desire that you can't contain it all. No. Instead, what I'm saying is that when you who feel unworthy or unprepared or uneducated or un-whatever, when you cast the net of Jesus' love out to the world, you are going to catch people. That's simply how it works. You might tell Jesus to go away because you feel unfit to be a part of what he's doing. Or you might think he should stick with his area of expertise and leave you to yours. But instead, Jesus knows that your life is a means for something great. And maybe that sounds intimidating. Maybe it sounds like a bunch of extra responsibility that you don't think you can handle. Maybe it sounds like Jesus is drafting you into service and you don't have a say in the matter. But on the other hand, it is also incredibly good news. Because it means that you who feel small, you who feel unimportant, you who feel unworthy, you are the ones through whom Jesus works. You are the ones who, in the midst of your overwhelming, overscheduled, overworked lives, you are the ones who are sharing God's love with others. It happens in your real relationships with coworkers and family members and those people who drive you nuts. It happens in your daily life. It happens as you do the things you've been trained to do, and as you do those things that make you feel completely stupid. When we follow Jesus, what we leave behind, like the fishing business, is thinking that we know what's best for our lives. This peasant carpenter, this miracle worker, this healer, is indeed the one who knows best. So however you do it, however you share Jesus with others, remember that it's not about how small you feel. It's about how great He is. It's not about how afraid you might be. It's about how powerful He is. It's not about how reluctant you are. It's about how faithful He is. Jesus says that in your life, you will be catching people. And Jesus knows you can do that. So just like how Simon went from timid fisherman to world-changing evangelist, don't be surprised if it changes your life too. And if you end up changing the lives of those around you. Because with Jesus in your boat, that kind of thing always happens. That's good news. So, spoiler alert, Jesus is right about you. In the name of the one who empowers us to follow Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.